Oh, good evening, Susan.
Good evening. I just got this recording in progress and it's turned up in a different spot on my screen. So there must have been a Zoom update.
Excellent.
I do love
Just to
that.
keep you on your toes.
Just to keep me on my toes.
We
It
say good evening because it is quite late on a
is
Wednesday night. So this is
quite
coming out tomorrow morning.
late.
So if you're listening to it, it's
Tomorrow.
probably not the evening, but we need to frame it as evening. At the end of a very large bay,
Just in case
large
you
bay,
go, gee,
very large
they.
day. See, their energy was a bit different.
Yeah, they're a little bit low today.
At the end of a massive day in the middle of a pretty massive week,
The final week of
started
school
with
term.
last week of school term. We've had vomiting children. We've
You
had
have.
sick
Oh my
days.
goodness.
We've had stuff. So,
Oh, a
we're
child whose
gonna.
car won't start. You
Yes, you've had a child
know,
whose car won't
it was this
start.
morning, just as I
So,
was getting off the freeway to the Wollongong Uni.
I can't
Can't help.
help you.
I
But
cannot help you. I'm in Wollongong.
we're gonna rally. We're gonna get this out.
Dig deep.
Ooh.
Oh,
And we're gonna start what always gets us in a good mood. What is the best thing you ate this
you're gonna
week?
ask me first.
Oh, you can ask me first. I've got one.
Ooh.
Just give you
I'm gonna
time.
ask you first because look, mine might end up being the same thing. However, Meg, what was the best thing you ate this week?
Have we eaten together this week?
No, it won't be the same as yours, but it might be the same as I'm thinking now because I'm not much is
Oh,
sparking in
okay.
my imagination.
I don't remember
What?
eating with you this week. Like, we had coffee, but I've got two, and one is definitely not the best thing
Oh.
I ate, but it was just like one of those, yes, I'm so excited right now moments.
Oh,
And the other one
great.
was the best thing I ate this week. So the best thing I ate this week was I don't even know what night it was. One night this week, because I had kids on camp. Only had one child at home. How's it been a big week with only one child at home? I don't understand. But
How do
anyway,
people do it?
but and so when we only have one child at home, we usually will take like they get to choose. Let's go out for dinner, just the three of us. It'll be
Yay.
nice.
Let's pretend we're a
And
one-child family.
let's pretend we're a one-child family. Oh my goodness, you smart one-child people. Oh, it's lovely. I imagine when it's what you used to though, it's still a lot.
It's rough.
So my middle little 13-year-old wanted to go to there's a barbecue, like a Mexican
Ooh.
barbecue sort of place fairly near us. Wanted to go there, not open Mondays and Tuesdays. Sorry,
Oof.
dude. So we ended up at Korean Fried Chicken, Gummy,
Ooh.
Gammi in Castle Hill.
Oh, yes.
So
There's one of
good.
those in Penrith.
Yeah, it's really good. So we didn't actually have that much fried chicken because we've been before and mostly had fried chicken and been like, oh, that feels really yuck. So even though it's quite delicious. So this time we ordered the skewer platter, which has six chicken skewers in different sauces. And one of them is in that gochujang that I can't pronounce, like the Korean ribs in Maggie's book. And they were so good. So we had those. We had corn ribs, which were
Oh.
delicious. I've never had corn ribs before and they were
Oh, I've had
yummy. They had
them in
like this dust
Mexican.
on them, some sort of salty,
Yum.
delicious dust. And then we also had some of the fried chicken and the chips,
Yes.
and the best chips I've ever had in my life. Like they were like battered
Oh.
hot chips. I don't
Oh.
understand. They were
Hello.
with yummy dipping sauces and it was just delicious. So that was the best thing I've eaten this week. But
Delicious.
I had one of those occasions where I was really hungry. I was heading out to pick up, I don't know, some kid from school probably. And I was really hungry. I'd rushed from the physio because I've also had pain problems. So rushed from the physio to get petrol and da 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 da. And I was like, I'm so hungry. And I was getting petrol at Costco because now I'm a Costco person because petrol's very cheap. And I was like, oh, do I just run in and grab something? They've got those big slices of pizza, which I've had once before, and it was very satisfying. I was just like, I don't really even have time for that, and it's not really what I feel like. I'll be home in 40 minutes. I'll just cope. And then I was reaching in my handbag to get my phone, and I had a muesli bar in there, and it was the Carmen's chalk coated cherry muesli bar, and I was just
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm so excited right now. That's exactly what I need. And so I ate it while driving to pick up my child from school. And I was just like, yes, this is why I tell people to keep food with them.
Oh, that is so incredible. Like, it's
Don't know why
so
it was in
funny.
there. I don't know when I
Yeah.
put it in there and didn't end up needing it. But I was
Miraculous
just so
last week
excited.
me.
Yes, I
Just
remember one
providing
time
for this week, me.
I found this, oh, this is years ago, this is when Lockie was in a hospital the first time. And I found a cherry ripe in my handbag and I don't know how it got there. And I was like stuck next to a hot next to a hospital bed, like couldn't go anywhere. And I was just
That
like,
is so funny.
there's a cherry ripe in my bag. I still to this day have no idea how there was a cherry ripe in my bag, but there was, and it was just like a life-saving cherry ripe because things were rough back then. We're all good now, but
That's
so it reminded me of that,
amazing. Yeah,
and it
well,
was great.
there's a muesli, well, it's not really a muesli bar, it's a nut bar that we buy, and it's cranberry and dark chocolate, but for
Yum.
all money in the world, I reckon it tastes like a cherry ripe with nuts in
Yeah.
it.
I reckon this one tastes like a cherry ripe.
And that's what, like, that's Brett's favorite chocolate, so I
I'm
buy
winning.
those because I'm such a good wife. Anyway,
I think
yay, I love
I
a
bought those on your
surprise.
recommendation and my kids weren't really into them. I didn't really understand.
There you
They were
go. Well,
fine.
whatever. Yeah, I love a
Anyway.
surprise handbag find.
It was so
It's
good.
just the
Sorry, it had to have
greatest.
a mention because it actually gave, probably had the biggest like emotional reaction to food. It
Oh,
was the relief of, yes, I don't have to be hungry for the next 40 minutes.
yay. I know. And I don't
It
have
was
to get
so
out of my
good.
car.
Didn't have to
Yay.
get in my car. Didn't
Or
have to worry
spend
about
any
being
more
late
money.
because I was going, yeah. So it was
Yep.
good times. Anyway, how about
Happy
you?
days. Well, I was going to say that the fried egg on toast that I had today was the
What's
greatest
that?
thing. It was pretty good because, as you know, we were at Wollongong Uni today, and I got coffee and a chocolate croissant before we left, and that was pretty good. And by the time I got home, I wasn't really that hungry for lunch. But I was like, starting to get hungry. And then I knew that we had a vet coming to do the dog's vaccination. So I was like, oh, I'll just do a quick, like, fried egg and toast. And then before I could get that done, the vet arrived. So it was like, okay, take everything off the heat, pop the toast back out of the toaster,
Pause.
pause. And then so by the time she actually left, I was like,
You were
okay, I
hungry.
am actually really hungry now. And it was a really good fried egg on toast. But the thing that's actually made me feel the happiest as far as food goes, because it's that thing of, like, do you know what? You know, when we were, so listeners, we were talking on the way down in the car about the funny reels that people make and go, oh, I feel so terrible. I don't know what's wrong with me. Have you been outside today? No. Have you drunk any water? No. Have you eaten anything
Have you
solid?
talked to
No.
anyone?
Have you spoken to a friend? No. Anyway, so I've done a few, like, getting my breakfast ready the night before. So I'm like, I don't mind a couple of Weet-Bix, milk, sugar, whatever. That's good. But I've been doing some overnight oats. So I've chopped up some fruit.
Yum.
I've got the oats, got some chia, chucked some yogurt, milk, bit of vanilla, honey or maple syrup, and I've left it sitting in the fridge overnight. And
Yum.
well, slivered almonds. And do you know what though? It's actually quite bland. It's not, there's nothing like, I don't need anything to hit me in the face in the morning.
First thing in
I need to
the
just gently ease into the day. It's sort of soft texturally. It's like, you know, if I've chucked strawberries in there, there's a little bit of tang. That's quite nice. But it's just been really, really enjoyable. Yes. So
Oh,
that, I've done
lovely.
a couple of those, and that's been, I think, my best thing that I've been eating over the last week. So it's that
Nice.
little bit of, like,
Lovely.
I took some time to take care of me, and here it is. Yay.
Hey,
So,
me.
you know, yay
Excellent.
me, indeed. So that's been my
Cool.
best. So let's
Excellent.
tell the people about our day today.
Yes, so we had one of the like one of my favorite days,
It
really.
is also one of my favorites.
It's because it's we get to hang out in
That is
person.
also nice.
It's fun to do that, but we get
Yes.
to hopefully make a little bit of a difference for baby dietitians who
Yeah.
are close to
Just about
for last
to
year. I think it's their last year this year.
last year. Do they do 3 or 4 years? Are they
Four.
fourth? Yeah. They're a
Yeah,
smart
I think
bunch
so.
today.
They were a smart bunch today. And we go down and we talk about what is weight
Weight
neutral care? What
inclusive
is the
care.
non-diet approach? And what's pretty cool actually, is this year. So previously we've sort of gone down and we've hit them over the head with a little bit of the history, the principles,
No, with
and a
like
lot of
something
the
soft and
data,
gentle.
which is great and very important
Yes.
because you do kind of need to blow their minds a little bit about like this whole different paradigm. And so it's been 2 hours and it's been very information heavy. But because it's now sitting in part of the counselling skills
Yeah.
work, or subject, it need that we've been asked to shift it to be a much more practical session. And so
Yeah.
did some pre-reading, did pretty short
Oh,
evidence stuff
very.
on safety and ineffectiveness, or unsafety and ineffectiveness of intentional weight loss interventions, and then jumped into a little bit of the how you do it rather than
What do
the
you do?
why would you do it, but into
Yeah.
like what do you actually do in a
What
session? What
tools
are
do
some skills? What are the
you
tools do
use?
you use?
If you're not measuring weight, what do you measure?
Yeah, which was so good because something which we're
Yes.
also going to kind of talk about tonight,
Maybe a
is
little
there's been
rant.
a couple of little rant, but go get the proper rant, head to the Mindful Dietitian Instagram for the whole rant.
Cranky pants.
Because there has been a little bit of media pushing back at the idea of weight neutral care or
Yeah.
a health at every size approach or a non-diet approach, by people who clearly don't understand it.
No.
And
No, they
so
don't. So yeah, it
we'll
was really
talk a bit about
nice.
that too.
It was good today to, I think, be able to talk about in like sort of briefly in a nutshell about the evidence of why is a weight-centric approach potentially not just futile but harmful, and what is the evidence for like non-diet approach, and then yeah, okay, so it's not just vibes though, it's
Not
not
just
just
vibes.
vibes, it's
It's
not,
not checking your nutrition degree at the door.
yes,
So in
that's
the article that
right,
we're a bit cranky
exactly.
about, the dietitian, who by this stage should know better, but whatever, basically saying that yes, a health at every size or a weight inclusive approach is great for helping people's relationship with food and for reducing shame and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But for example, if someone had high blood pressure, they're going to need medical nutrition therapy.
The two are not mutually exclusive.
The
They're
two are not
actually
mutual.
compatible.
Yeah. My question is, have you ever spoken to a dietitian who is working
Yes.
in this framework about what they would do if someone came in with high blood pressure? Do we just
Yes.
go, cool, you're on your own, whatever you're doing is working, keep doing that, see you later, that'll be
How about you just be nice to yourself? How about that? Yeah, so we worked
how
with the
weird.
students today on like some of the tools we would use, like hunger and fullness awareness, or an eating awareness diary, or even like mindful eating activities, appetite awareness for themselves, the intuitive
How they
eating
might go and
scale,
explore
eating
their value,
competence.
how they might explore their food
Yes, that's right.
values and their like
Yeah.
beliefs and what new
Yeah,
experiences with
yeah,
food
yeah.
might help. Like there's so much that we do
So
that's
much.
like really very practical.
But also really heavy on relationship. You
Yes.
know, like I think one of the really nice questions that we came away, one of the students at the end sort of went, okay, all right, thanks for that. That was great, excellent. How do you do your assessment? And we're like, oh my
Like, do you
gosh, you
do a
know,
diet history?
do you do a diet history? That's like,
Sometimes, yes, we do.
yeah, like maybe, but maybe not quite like you might be sort of trained in as a student. But like anything, sometimes you have this really sort of mechanical and robotic and probably artificial structure. A little bit like a meal plan that might you might do, like you know, you've got some guardrails because then you can be flexible and responsive within those sort of guardrails.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, like it was just really interesting to sort of to hear students who were really keen to have that relationship with clients
Yeah.
and be partnering with
And
them.
not sit in that I'm the ex not sit in that experting
Exactly.
role of
That's
I'm the
right.
expert. I'm going to find out what you're doing wrong and I'm going to tell you
And
how to
tell
fix
you,
it and you're going to go and fix it. But like that partnership of, okay, what's important to you? What's the
Okay,
context for
so
this?
this thing exists. How does that impact you? Like, what do you already know about, like, what in quotes needs to change? If you know that, then, like, and we think knowledge equals change, why are you here? Clearly, there's something that's getting in the way of making that change. Like, so tell me about that.
Yeah,
What would that be like
so
for
much
you? How would
faster.
that be difficult? Like, all right, what can we do? Yeah, so much nicer for
It
everyone
is
concerned.
for everyone. Yes, and I think definitely because a lot of dietitians do end up in private practice because there's not really enough sort of hospital
That's right.
jobs, which is, that's been the case for a really long time.
Forever.
It's not new. And it can be a really high churn, high burnout rate
Oh, for
place,
sure.
when you're not really getting that engagement, when you're not having that relationship with your clients.
And that is
You don't really
something
know.
I do remember from Fiona Sutherland's Mindful Dietitian podcast, and I think it was her interview with Tara McGregor, the idea that we actually don't know how many people stay or leave, stay in dietetics or leave dietetics. So, to be able to work within your own values, to work in a way that feels like it's actually enhancing someone's life, to see things all the way through to the end with a client and not just sort of go, oh, they never came back. I wonder what happened.
Or I remember being in a dietitian's meeting. Oh, this is years ago. This is when I was still living up in. This is pre-COVID when we used to have meetings in person. And I can't remember how it came up, but there's sort of this discussion happening. And one of the dietitians shared that, she finds it really hard how the clients feel worse when they leave than when they arrived. And my mind was like, oh, that's probably on the practitioner. Like she was almost trying to blame, I don't know, blame the system or blame the
Well,
client
I've
or
told
what.
them what they have to do, and like now they feel terrible. What's
Yeah, I
that?
don't, and I just if but I think that's where we get have such a clash with this unnamed dietitian quoted in the paper of when you come at a situation with a there's a right answer, and the
That's,
right answer is
my
I don't know
answer.
what the right answer my it's my answer, and if you're not doing it, there's something wrong with you. Or that you're non-compliant, or
It's in that realm of when people know better, they do better. Like, oh, hang on. There's a whole lot of reasons that people do or don't do the things they do. Like we were saying to the students today, if it was a matter of knowledge, no one would speed, no one would smoke, no one would vape, everyone would eat all of the vegetables they're supposed
Yeah,
to,
no one
no
would
one would
binge
binge
drink, no one
drink.
would smoke.
You'd all be going home and getting started on that assignment that you got given
No one would yell at their
today.
children.
Never, never, ever.
Yeah. I mean, I never do, obviously, because I know
Well,
better.
obviously. Like, but not everyone's like
I had
us,
to coach
Meg.
12 10-year-olds at soccer training
Oh,
today, and
you
let me tell
are
you,
an actual saint.
it was not. No, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not. I'm just like But yeah, there was a little bit of, there might have been a little bit of yelling, but that's okay.
Look, it's probably for their own good.
I don't know
Anyway,
how
so
teachers do
today,
it, getting well off topic,
oh,
but
no, you couldn't
I
pay
think
me
maybe you have
enough.
more expectations set than as much
I,
as 1 hour
well, I mean, you're
a
married to a
week.
teacher, but I have a friend who's a teacher, and I'm quite sure it was her who said to me that they were taught, like there was like, those shortcuts you get in every profession. You don't smile till Easter.
I've heard that a few times. Yeah, be
Yeah.
super
It's like
harsh early on,
you
and
get
then you can.
them, yeah, and then you can loosen up. And I was like, oh, I'd struggle with
I know. Anyway, we're
that.
really off topic. You tell we're
Anyway,
tired.
way, yeah, a little
That's
touch
okay.
tired. So, yeah, so today was great. We had this
It was
great
great.
cohort of students from Wollongong Uni. And from our understanding, they are the only cohort of dietetic students in New South Wales who get non-diet weight inclusive training or counseling skills or education from practitioners who work in that way. As far as I'm
Yes.
aware, I think it's
I've seen
Sydney.
some pretty
Yeah.
scary and unimpressive
Yeah.
screenshots of stuff that happens in a couple of other New South Wales
Yeah. I mean,
universities that
where
were
are the
unnamed.
courses? There's
Unnamed.
Newcastle, Sydney,
Sydney.
New
Charles
South
Sturt still
Wales
doing
is.
one? Charles
I
Sturt
don't know that they
was.
ever
I don't think they're
did.
still doing it.
I don't think they ever got a dietetics course up and running. But New South
Oh, okay.
Wales has, but it sounds like it's going to be more directed. I don't know that it's going to be around the clinical sort of dietetics, but it's, I don't even know if it's going in Canberra,
Interesting.
but Canberra's not New South Wales. We know that,
Not in New South
Susan.
Wales.
Not in New South
But you know,
Wales, it's
we
the
could get there
ACT.
fairly in
Yeah,
fairly this
so
amount of time.
I mean, we did a couple of lectures at Newcastle. But yeah, like I think what you'd said was the screenshot you'd seen was
Oh my goodness. I had a
beautiful.
spy. So I had a spy in one of the universities who was doing the course who used to take photos of some of the slides and send them to me. They were horrifying. Just the misrepresentation of what a non-diet approach is. Like, just don't talk
Yeah.
about it. If you don't understand it, if you haven't actually gone and had a good look and understood the context, what the approach actually is, what it
Yep.
looks like in practice, just say nothing
Stay away from
because
it.
people come out thinking they know
Yeah.
and they don't. Yeah, I don't know if that's still happening. That would have been probably 4 years ago. That I had a little insight into what was happening.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So there is it's a different circumstance in the other states. So Queensland, particularly Queensland and Victoria, have
Yeah.
much greater coverage through
They
their
do.
all of their dietetics courses from what I understand. The time allocated obviously varies, but yeah, like it's we've done how many years have we worked? We've done the
Oh
Wollongong,
goodness.
five, six,
More.
maybe.
I think I was living in Sydney when we first started going. I
Okay, well, that's
think.
been a while.
So that's at like 6 or 7. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, So
It's
it's
great.
but it is, I think it sits really nicely within their, like they do it within their sort of counseling skills unit,
Yeah.
which is, I mean, and that's the other thing in the article, the idea that it's a way, it's a add-on, tack-on sort of practice that you could sort of use or not use, where it's actually not really,
Yes.
it's a philosophy and it's an understanding of the evidence. So yeah,
Which then
it's
underpins every session, regardless of whether someone's coming
whether
to you
it's,
with celiac
yes, that's
disease
right.
or high blood pressure
Yeah,
or an eating disorder or weight concern,
you're not
you.
sidetracked or distracted or blinded or whatever by the whole idea of weight. So
Yes.
yes, it's a very critical misunderstanding, but it also feels at this stage like a deliberate misunderstanding. So there was the Newcastle article, and then there was the other, was it a Washington Post or?
Washington Post. Yes, which sounds
Yeah.
like it was quite intentionally having a
Obfuscating?
go.
Yeah, I think so. I did, when I read it, I was like, this is so bad that it feels deliberately bad. And like, let's try and find. So the Washington Post article was the idea around health at every size basically resulting in everyone getting heavier and heavier and heavier and eating like a very unbalanced and a very
Very high in ultra processed foods. I get very high
ultra
in waist
processed
fat.
foods, you
Ultra
do.
processed foods.
Yeah, and that's fine. Therefore, it's fine. There's absolutely no relationship between weight and health, and there's absolutely no focus on nutrition at all.
And that the
And
anti-diet dietitians are funded
that's right,
and
by the
sponsored
food
by the
industry, big
big food
food. Yeah.
industry
Yeah, that
to
was
sell
really
their
strange.
stuff.
Yeah, the Lucky Charms breakfast cereal was
Yeah, or
the
something.
reference. I don't know. It was
And look,
that article was. That does happen. And that.
yes, and I think it's unhelpful. Like, I get that dietitians, including like legitimate good non-diet dietitians who have an online, like a social media business, TikTok, Instagram, whatever, will consider these partnerships, and with they saying all foods fit, this can be part of what you eat. But I'm very uncomfortable with it. I don't think I will ever would
I
ever
think
do
it actually,
that. It just
and
muddies it so much.
exactly right. That's right. Well, are you neutral? Are you only saying it because you're getting paid? So it actually calls that, brings that into question. And that
Yes,
does
because there
make it,
was
I
some
think,
stuff that I read a while
difficult.
back, because there are quite a lot of sort of the dietitians who I think are doing a good job on social media, mostly in America. Quite a few of them did take up a partnership. I think it was an artificially sweetened drinks company, and there was a little bit of pushback at that point. But again, the problem is the pushback was coming from your wellness influencers who don't understand dose response. And like everything's killing you, and these dietitians think it's fine to have 600 drinks of Coke a day or whatever. So again, I still think it's an issue. Like I still think it because it
Which,
just undermines.
if you're not in that situation, you're sort of it there's the it just it's a non-issue, right?
Yeah. So
Yeah,
I
so
think it opens up for that sort of attack.
yeah. Because
Because people don't understand, well, actually, habituation means you're probably going to eat less of it.
but also we know the food industry will go, excellent, all
Oh,
foods fit. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie. Because Coke did that a few years ago. I remember them like trying to do like all calories count. And it was the idea that if you had 100 calories of carrots or 100 calories of Coke, there were 100 calories. And
it's the
like there
same,
was a whole
not the
bunch of
same.
dietitians going, no.
Vitamin A,
But also,
phytonutrients, beta carotene.
Exactly right. And so the food industry will do their best to use anything really to sell more of their stuff. That's
Absolutely.
what they exist for. Let's be like,
Yes.
but let's
So I
not
think it's
pretend that it's
unfortunate
anything else.
that opens up a broader attack on the whole approach as a whole. But what was really interesting, there's a couple of really good articles that came back and some responses from I guess, the very dietitians who were targeted and interviewed. And they had like 45-minute interviews with the journalist who had then said nothing about that.
That's right.
And none of the nuance, none of the context, none of the bigger picture stuff. Just that was just completely ignored. So it was definitely seemed like the journalist almost had a bit of an agenda.
It
It
was
wasn't an
like a hatchet
investigative
job,
piece.
right? And
Yeah.
that's why,
Like, this is
like,
what
when
we're
I read
writing.
it, I was like, oh, this is very different than I understand the field to be. Like, who are these people? And I sort of did the, like, well, who are they? Who are they writing for? Is this Novo Nordisk? Is it,
I know. That
who
was
is
my first
this?
instinct too.
Like, what's this
Obesity
is,
Inc.
pretty much. I was like, okay, this feels like, targeted and deliberate. I mean, I didn't spend too much time looking for vested
But
interest,
people that have
but
their own personal stuff too. And I think a lot of the hate and like out there sort of gets calling out, like have a go at non-diet approach or dietitians who are saying, hey, you know what? All foods can fit. Is they've got so much of their personal stuff invested
That's
in
right.
weight loss, whether
But
they're
what do
a
you mean? I've spent my whole life,
wanting to pursue
counting
this.
everything, or like waiting till it's 12 o'clock so I can eat, or
So we
what do you
yeah, so
mean
it's
that's time
possible.
wasted?
And as much as people think they're being objective, none of us are fully objective.
No, except
So, and
us,
that certainly
obviously.
also not.
Maybe
So
not.
I think that's also things like the journals, they may not be funded by Big Pharma, but they could just really have their own objections and blindedness,
Blinkers on.
blinkers on.
So yes, it was funny that there was two articles that came out that were really like, oh, well, I
Yeah,
don't
in a
know
couple of
about this.
days of each
Like,
other.
it's nice, but. And then we were like, okay, we're now in front of 48 students to tell people about why we work in this particular space. Well, let's see if any of them have read those articles.
Yes, and they hadn't,
They
but
had
that's okay.
not.
They might come across them and then be like, oh, what do we do with that? So it's good to be pre forewarned.
That's right. That it is not vibes or fluff or.
And I completely understand someone's initial reaction to hearing it, because it was mine, of that can't be right. Like, I can actually
Yes.
completely understand that the first time someone hears about this non-diet approach, or what do you mean we're not pursuing weight loss? How can that be
Yeah.
healthy? Like,
Yeah.
I understand all of that.
Yes.
But anyone who actually values themselves as an evidence-based practitioner or in a scientific-based like profession, that is not enough. You can't be like, that doesn't feel right. No,
Yeah,
like you
that doesn't
have
fit
to
with what I
actually
currently
go and,
believe.
yeah, you've actually got to have the, what is that, changing your mind is a sign of intellectual honesty. Was that Marianne
That's
Taylor, the
right.
philosophy
Yes.
lecturer
Yeah,
from that course that I
yeah.
did? And
And I think it's intellectual courage as well to go, all right, I can sit with this discomfort, take a deep breath, regulate myself, and dive back in.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we keep trying to do that, even though it's really hard with new stuff that comes out from a weight centric thing. Like, it's not like we don't engage with the stuff that's
Yes.
coming out
Yeah,
around
yeah.
medications, around bariatric surgery, around this sort of stuff. It's, okay, cool. Let's have a look what's going
Yeah.
on there.
Yeah. And
It's
even
not
within, I
dismissing it.
think, the whole like the weight neutral space, the health at every size space, the shift over time to be looking more at other areas of marginalization. It was like the first time, even just the first time of hearing about privilege, it was like, what do you mean? I feel like I worked really hard. So, okay, just hold that for a minute. It's okay. You don't need to like take it out to social media and like just spray all your discomfort on everyone. You can just sit with it for a little while and go,
And decide, and on
oh
different things,
yeah,
you might go, oh,
okay.
okay.
Yeah,
What
yeah,
else do I
yeah.
need to learn? What else do I need to
That's
read? What
right.
counterpoints do I need to listen to and read as well? Because
Yep.
I think we've got to be careful that we don't just hand over all of our
Yes.
thoughts, beliefs to what the latest person has told us. So I think it's
Exactly
a
right.
to-ing and fro-ing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
But
it's
it's that
tricky.
like, all right, okay. Now that I'm settled, yes, that does make sense. Okay, apparently I'm not at the pinnacle of enlightenment just yet. There is more to be done. Dirt,
Is
because it's
more
always
to learn.
uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. And I think the
Yeah.
other quote we didn't use this year that we've used in the past, like, it is difficult for a person to change their mind when their livelihood depends on them not changing it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And look, I think the thing I like so much about today and talking to students whilst they are still students is that we know how many like the like you know the majority of people who work in a weight inclusive way, it's something like 10 years of practice in. So, to have heard of this whilst you're still at uni, whilst you've still, you're
So
forming
good.
your sort of professional identity is, yeah, it's great. It's
It
really
is
great.
great. Yes.
So on that note, it was a
On that
lovely
note,
day.
it was a lovely day.
And
The
now it
world
is
is a lovely
late.
place, and now it is late, and I'm getting less and less coherent.
Yeah, so
And
it's been
so
good. Let's just,
we might
we'll
say
just,
goodnight.
we'll stop this now. I did have a
And
child
I think
just
we are
come
going
in
to
and
say
blow me a
goodnight.
kiss.
And I think we are taking a break over the holidays.
I think a 2 week break over the school
Yes.
holidays is a very good
Yes.
idea for our sanity.
I think so.
Unless you'd like, my chilled interview from a balcony and surfers with a margarita. I
Oh,
mean,
there
I
you
can
go.
do that, but I don't think anyone
Well,
needs it.
I hope you have a lovely time away.
It will just be one. I got my blood test back today, and they were
Oh, yeah.
all good. My
Oh,
perimenopausal
lovely.
blood test, they're all good again. It's a little
Oh, that is
momentary, like
good.
slightly high cholesterol. So,
Yeah.
yay me. It's back down.
Excellent.
So I will
Fabulous.
not be doing anything to ruin that.
No, for
No.
sure.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, nice to talk to
Have an
you
awesome
again.
school holidays. For
Oh,
those
I'm so
who
ready. I've still got a little bit of
are
work. I've still got a couple
benefiting
of
from it, I'm working
yes.
tomorrow
Me too. And
and
Friday and Monday.
that's
And then I'm off for
Friday.
4 days.
Oh,
And
I'm
then I'm
not.
back.
We're leaving on Sunday, which is very
Ah,
exciting.
excellent.
All
Lovely. Have a lovely
right.
time. Hope everyone has a safe
Thank
holiday
you.
and we will be back in a couple of weeks.
We will.
See you later.
Bye.